Here we go. Once again, we're back with another episode of the Faith Without the Walls podcast. This is Joe, and I'm happy to be back, as always, with another reason to be back. So, I got a little bit of a window here. The kids are asleep, so I wanted to try to pop something out real quick. Listen, I had a conversation a while back. And I've wanted to talk about this for a while because it's something that I keep hearing. And the narrative is that the United States is not good enough. Now, to be clear, this is not a political podcast. I'm not into politics. I'm into common sense, if that makes sense. And unfortunately, sometimes common sense crosses the line with politics. And that's just the way it is. We live in a world where, unfortunately, there are too many voices. And I'm not jaded enough to think that mine is any more significant than those others that are out there. But I feel like maybe I can help somebody. That said, here's my coin. In the wishing well, the narrative is that the country is not good enough, that it's not perfect, that it has messed up, it has made too many mistakes, it has made so many mistakes, it has infiltrated other countries, it has taken advantage of other countries for political gain, for positioning, for monetary gain. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of these things are true. They're facts. You can look in history and you can see where the United States exploited other countries. You can look in history and you can see where the United States took advantage of other countries. It happened. You can ask other countries about the wrongs that we've done, and they've happened. But even in this conversation that I was having with this person, my positioning became, and what I want for those of you who have this idea of, oh man, the country, the United States is messed up because of all the things that we do, because we don't treat people fairly, we don't treat races fairly, here's my problem, and what I hope you see. There is no such thing as perfection amongst humans, amongst men, people. All humans are humans. All people are people. The flesh is the flesh. We are fallen. I mean, there's no way away from this. And this idea, this narrative that there is somehow, some way, somewhere, a benevolent savior that is going to come and save us all and save the day. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's a fallacy. This idea that if we can just tear the whole thing down now and rebuild it with the correct people in power is a fallacy. It is a hope, a high hope. It is disillusionment at best. Because again, here's the reality. Every single person has fallen. None of us are perfect. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Tulsi Gabbard, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, that rich dude that nobody liked. Put any of them in power. The fact of the matter is, every single one of them will at some point succumb to selfish desires. Every single one of them at some point will succumb and yield to self-benefit. It doesn't matter. And guess what? You will be the butt of their power. You're going to be the receiving end of whatever they do, and you will be taken advantage of. Take it down to a city level. Your governors, your mayors, any politician. Take it to a local level. Your community leaders, your pastors, your neighborhood watch block captain. Does not matter. every single person at some point, me, will make a choice that you're going to be the receiving end and the butt of the joke. Why? Because nobody's perfect. And if you have this wild notion, we used to call them WASs, which is an acronym, W-A-S, wild scheme. If you got this wild notion in your head that if we can get the right people in the right places, they're going to make decisions that are going to better benefit me, you're disillusioned. The reality is the only person that is going to be selfless enough to make a move that's really going to benefit you is God himself and you. Jesus Christ and you. That's it. If you want to get a foot ahead, that's the only thing you need. I'm sorry. So I told this person who I was talking to, I was like, hey, look, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, because their idea was destroy the whole thing, rebuild it. I'm like, that's not going to work. Sure, the country has its failings. Fine, whatever. We all do. And every country does. You would be mistaken to think that they don't. So let's just say you take down the whole country, you tear down, you're going to rebuild it all, right? And this is to those of you who have this idea in your head that this would work. All right, let's just say you got bare bones, you did a full-on reset with the country, all right? Right? Everybody's back at square one. There's a simple question that you cannot answer well enough. I'm going to ask you this. Here you go. In a bare bones scenario, you've restarted the country. You have, let's say, 300 million people in a bare bones scenario. Let's go lower. 150 million people in a bare bones scenario. Everybody is back on square one. Please explain to me who will be your funder to restart society. You no longer have a dollar. You no longer have a currency of value. There is no means of exchange at this point. What people don't understand is that by taking down a system of government, you take down any means of existence that those people who you say you defend depend on. You stop the United States government, you destroy the U.S. dollar. Well, the U.S. dollar is already dying. Right. But the good faith and hope of the people in the dollar keeps it alive. You take down the dollar, or the United States government, the dollar is gone instantly. Like that. You know what happens to societies this big that get reset like that? You don't build them back up. Somebody else comes in and does it. Think of it like this. You can go down to a neighborhood, right? Any urban neighborhood these days, especially 2 years ago. And these dilapidated, tore down neighborhoods. You know what was happening? The people with money were coming into these neighborhoods, gentrifying them, buying up the busted up homes, flipping them, and selling them to people with money. You really think that if you tore down this country, somebody with the means and a currency of value would not come in, swoop up the land, the nation, and flip it into something that they want? Let me be clear. If you try to reset the United States, you're not going to build it back up. China's going to come in. Russia's going to come in. Europe is going to come in. And the very thing that you thought you were going to do, you just made your bed for the very slavery you were trying to escape. You will become China. You will become Europe. You will become Russia. Why? Because the fact of the matter is, we all make mistakes. And sure, the United States, in the past, people have made bad decisions. But what this cancel culture has, well, they know this, but they choose not to accept it. What this cancel culture has to accept is that nobody's going to be perfect. And even though the United States has made its mistakes, this system, Babylon, is the only thing keeping a bunch of people alive. Many, many people don't have the means to escape it. So you want to pull the rug up from the very people you're saying you want to save. These senior citizens who need the health support. Senior citizens, moms, dads, hungry, millions and millions of hungry kids who are depending on this system. And you want to pull the rug from underneath them. Talking about, oh man, the government is corrupt. The government is not helping you, black people. The government is keeping you suppressed. Get out of here, man. Come on, man. Let's be clear. The only person keeping you suppressed is you. You. You choose to stay underneath somebody's thumb. In this day and age, I've been to that bottom. I've been there. But nobody knew, except for those who I told. I mean, we would literally, let's be clear. There have been days, and I'm not boasting, I'm grateful to God for where he has got me. There have been days, weeks, months, where we literally grocery shopped at the dollar store. $15 in the account for 2 weeks, knowing it. And sometimes not even for 2 weeks. So I understand a struggle, and there are many that have had it way worse than me. But I'm grateful that that's all I had to experience. But you know what? The only thing that kept me there, or excuse me, got me out of that, was this desire that God gave me to not settle. I'm not a victim. And anybody that tries to tell you that you are a victim is trying to victimize you. That's neither here nor there. My point is, to those of you who think, feel, have this idea in your head that resetting, destroying, tearing down, resetting the United States is the answer, fam, all you are doing is laying the groundwork for another country to come in and reset the whole shebang. And for that, that's messed up. Again, you can't, if you don't have, you tear it down, you don't have any funding. You don't have a currency. Who is going to pay to feed all these people? Who is going to pay to clothe all these people? You don't have a dollar. The dollar is dead at that point because you destroyed the thing that was keeping it up. You don't have a currency. You can't buy anything. The only option you would have is for China to come in, Russia to come in. It would be a pure land grab. Probably end up splitting the country in half. One side goes to the Western powers, the other side goes to the Eastern powers. It would be a terrible thing. But I was just thinking about that. I had that conversation and I wanted to kind of speak on that. Family, this is Joe at Faith Without Walls. Stay tuned for another episode, the weekly rundown. You can look for an episode, two episodes for me every week. One covering the news that's been going on and just what I thought was important. And another episode just covering the philosophical things that I like to talk about. This is Joe of Faith Without Walls. I'll see you on the next one. Be well. Be safe. Deuces.